Nolte, Paramount Plus crushing Disney Plus in streaming viewership. By John Nolte on December 19, 2024. In the most recent streaming ratings, Paramount Plus, which makes TV shows for normal people, is currently crushing Disney Plus, which makes TV shows to sexualize your small children. The result? Well, surprise surprise, the TV shows produced for normal people are attracting the most viewers and doing so by a wide mile. In these most recent streaming ratings, you will not find any Marvel or Star Wars streaming show in the top 10. In fact, other than the movie Deadpool and Wolverine, you won't find a single original Disney product in the top 10. The only Disney Plus TV show that makes an appearance is Bluey, which is not an original Disney show, but one the groomers acquired. This is truly glorious. Disney is literally spending billions of dollars on all these shitty Star Wars and Marvel series only to lose to decade-old reruns of Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, Grey's Anatomy, Lost, and NCIS. Some of those shows stream on Disney-owned Hulu, but they are not Disney shows, which means they're not trying to sexualize your kids. Where things truly become clear is in the ratings chart of streaming originals. Nothing from Disney. Not a single program. Paramount Plus has 2 shows. Netflix has 7, and Prime Video has 1. Disney Plus released its newest live-action Star Wars show, Skeleton Crew, on December 2nd, and it failed to chart in a more recent ranking from Luminate that covers November 29th to December 5th. Instead, Paramount Plus charted 4 original shows, Landman, Lioness, Tulsa King, and Lioness Again, all shows aimed at normal people. Netflix charted 4. Peacock 1, Prime Video 1, with Cross. There are credible reports that advertisers are so disgusted with the ratings underperformance at Disney Plus that they are pulling their ad campaigns. Disney Plus is facing significant challenges as advertisers reportedly pull their campaigns from the platform. The streaming service's original content has failed to meet the impression thresholds outlined in ad contracts, creating dissatisfaction among advertisers. The ad-supported tier of Disney Plus was intended to solve the company's streaming challenges. However, low audience engagement with major Star Wars and Marvel shows has led to below-average impressions. In response, Disney is reportedly trying to shift advertisers to broadcast television in an effort to retain their business and avoid costly refunds. The damage Disney has done to its brand, a once infallible brand and number one in all of entertainment, has been something to see. Rather than protecting the innocence of children, the company sought to destroy and pervert it by promoting drag queens, who want access to children, homosexuality, and normalizing the destructive horrors of transgenderism. From protectors to out-in-the-open predators. Decent parents do not leave their children alone with Disney. Free, free, free for the holidays, an autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, "To Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive." Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.